Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People media network on Block Talk Radio. It's another Wednesday, and we got a lot of things to talk about. First of all, I urge everyone to go to our website, thetruthisthetruth.net. That's thetruthisthetruth.net. And a couple of things I want to go over. One, I'm asking our listeners to be careful on when you're doing Instagram or anything in that area, be careful of viruses. It can hurt your phone. It can hurt your website, things of that nature. Instagram is full of really is poison. Even though a lot of people use it, be very, very careful on what you use and who you let in. You know, that's where most of the virus is getting picked up. There's a lot of things going on now. There's reports going on. And Instagram may be taken down for a period of time to clean its act up. That's something you're going to have to look at. But that's happening as we speak. There's a lot of bugs in there, and it's now in the press and everything else. So that's a big thing. So if you're on Instagram, clean your phone, clean your computer, because you might have picked up a bug or two or three. So be careful there. The other thing is the Sound of Freedom, the movie, it is exploding. It's out there. Everything is tied together. And you know what? Hunter Biden and the Biden Crime Syndicate admitted that they're trafficking people. According to whistleblowers, according to the IRS, according to Hunter Biden's own little text and other things that's in there, he is actually trafficking prostitutes, and which is a felony in any which way you go. And that came out today at 1 o'clock hearing at the in Congress, along with the fact that the they admitted that the investigation, the whistleblowers, there were people investigating in the IRS and that was investigating Hunter Biden. Everything led to Joe Biden, but Garland and the others were handling the thing, and they were blocking every which way to go. So the whole thing was a sham. It was admitted. They got the evidence, and there'll be more coming in the next few days as we're building up a case for the whole crime syndicate. But be patient. Things are really exploding now, and we can continue to do that. Even the New York Times is now focused on the Biden crime syndicate. Nobody believes he'll be a candidate in a few months. So we'll see from there. But let me get to one PSA. You know, last couple of shows, we had read from an excerpt of a book called I Grace You by Dr. David Anderson. He's the author of that book, I Grace You, Doing Good to Those Who Have Hurt You. What that story basically is, you can pick it up in the store, you can pick up in the library, you can go directly to the website to get it. And what it does, it teaches you how to forgive people that hurt you, because that anger and that poison that's inside of you is actually destroying you. But if you go ahead and forgive the people that hurt you, not only will you be cleaning the souls of the people that hurt you, but you're also cleaning your own soul, because that hatred that's bitten into it, that's bitten you, that sticks into you, that's really destroying your insides. That goes away in time if you let God do the punishing and let you cleanse your soul by forgiving others. But that's basically what it's all about. Dr. David Anderson is supposed to be with the Book of the Month Club tomorrow. Now, there's going to be a crazy day tomorrow, because between that and yours truly got promoted, and I'm on training for something really good starting tomorrow. So it's a really good thing going on there. So between the two, it's going to be a very interesting day. So good things come to those who wait and work hard at. See, we all are, one of the biggest things in life is that we have in our abilities, in our heart and soul, inside our inner being, the abilities to succeed if we work hard enough at it. You got to be positive. You got to work hard. You got to do all the blood, sweat, and tears, and you know, and do the legwork and follow directions and grow. And, of course, meeting the right people, the right coaches, the right people that are helping out. And it's a really big thing, and it's very important. And so, like I always say, what I've been saying all along about the environment and parenting and everything, and to try to change a person's life, whether you're being an addict or bad people, or trying to grow a family or being a family, the environment that you associate with, the environment that you grow up with, the environment that you're involved in, is extremely important. Because if you got positive, uplifting people that are working with you, that's there to help you and grow, and not fight back because you don't want to hear it, because you think you're being overwhelmed, but they're not. It's because they all have. You always got to learn from others, and if you learn from people that are positive, uplifting, and have an education that has a reason for it, that's been there, done that type of thing, and trying to prevent others from doing the same thing. So the mistakes that they see, you're learning from their mistakes because you learn from our mistakes. But together you can uplift yourself and be something that you're not. So the idea is for positive people to have positive results, successful people have successful results. And if you work with the right people, the right company, the right friends, the right associates, you will be on top of the world no matter what the situation is. That's why it's very important to be with uplifting people, positive people, and away from criminals, thugs, low-life scumbags. And you stay away from that. And that's a big thing. So a great thing happened when you get working hard in a company for a year and about 13, 14 months, and you get promoted not just once, twice, but all the way up to near the top. After you get to this thing, You, next thing you do is you could be a coach or you could be a teacher. You could go into administration or anything else. That's a big thing because that increases yourself. And that's how you grow within the company, but you got to do the work to do it. You can't just skate by. And that's a big thing there. So growing and understanding. Now, I For Grace You is a book that everybody needs to go. It's Dr. David A. Anderson. It is very important that you get it. You can look him up. He's the founder and senior partner of Bridgeway Community Church in Columbia, Maryland. He's also the president of the Bridge Leader Network, a diversity consulting firm, and a radio talk show host in the nation's capital. His books include Gracism, The Art of Inclusion, and Multicultural Ministry Handbook, among others. We'll have a meeting tomorrow sometime in the afternoon. That's after training, I would believe. And so tomorrow's going to be a big day for me and for a lot of people. And we're going to be better as we grow. And that's the thing. See, when you get rid of toxic people, things start to happen and things start to grow. But that's why you got to change the environment to people that are out there that could, you know, put it this way. People that was down in the basement when I was with them, they could have hung on to my coattails and now walking its way towards the penthouse. All you had to do is stay with me, and then you'll be growing up that way, and that's how things go. Same thing with Scarlett. She is doing the exact same thing. She's growing, and she's doing it because she knows how to succeed in what she's doing, and she's doing great. And that's another way of lifting others up. And she has lifted up a lot of people, and she's getting a lot of compliments around New York and down here in Florida. So it's really a big deal for what she does, and everybody should check a look at it. Go look at thetruthisthetruth.net and see what's going on over there. So that's a big thing there. Now, let me introduce to my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am good. I'm drinking water. I'm thinking about comment about how people fuck you and you should forgive them.
Yeah. And if you read the book I've been reading, and you know I have, you can read that and you understand.
I have a better thought. You know what I know my thought is?
What?
People fuck you and you should just hashtag walk away and leave them in the dust.
Yeah, but that's true. You
walk
can walk away,
move on,
but you, it might
it
still eat you.
Report.
But if you say
revisiting your past is goofy. The shit happened. It don't matter. It happened. Move on.
Yeah.
Today is what counts, and the future. You have to know.
Yeah, you learn
you
from the past. You learn from the past to improve the future.
And that's
what we're doing. And that's basically what I just said.
Do it again. You never want to revisit that.
That's why I just said it the way. Because in order for me to, when I start to walk away from all the bad stuff, the toxic stuff in there, and I'm being honest, I was trying to bring at least one person up and with me to carry on the coattail to try and improve her life. The door is always open for that. But the point is, everything else is all toxic and waste. And I moved on and basically moved on totally. We always, of course, leave the door open for people who are addicts because they need a place to recover and to communicate when they're ready. But moving forward, I did. I got rid of all the bad people, the toxic people. In fact, we even stopped talking about the bad stuff down in Broward. And we started moving forward in other things. And we concentrated on building a media outlet. We started to build our stuff up. I'm working full-time. And you're doing your thing full-time. And everything is improving. We're in good shape, you know, except when they come in and put new alarm system in, and that's gonna make it louder than ever before. But that's about it.
Now the neighbors will hear it.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, but my friend, the one that lives across the way from me, she's the one that is probably, I think she's an attorney now, and her husband or boyfriend is the works for FedEx. She got her the day before yesterday, that they fixed her up. And, I wonder how she's coping, because I know when they pulled the alarm here, she's out in her patio, and I walk out in the front, and we talk all till the alarms go off, it's shut down. So, she's interesting, and they're interesting. And I see, and she, I meet them in public sometimes, or some other place, and her family and stuff, they all know me. In fact, most of the buildings know me, except now we're getting new people in here, so that's a good thing. The pool's clean. Hey, the pool's cleaned up and it's working fine now. And we got saw new neighbors and stuff. It's changing things around a little bit. So but there's a lot of stuff that we got talked about. We just spent 17 minutes to talk about other stuff. But today there was a big hearing in Congress with a couple whistleblowers and about the Hunter Biden and the Biden crime syndicate. And these whistleblowers were IRS agents at one time, worked in the IRS investigator. In fact, one was a gay Democrat that came in and reported that the DOJ prevented them from actually doing their work to investigate what they supposed to, even though the evidence led to Joe Biden, they just did not want. They Garland and company just froze it. They did, and the actual investigator cowtailed a piece of shit, But they're coming forward now, and they're coming out, and the stuff is coming out. Did you know that Hunter Biden was a human trafficker, but with prostitutes of all ages, including children? That's what came out today.
The apple don't fall from the tree, Significant
no.
Jr.
Yeah, and he used his money that he got for his human trafficking, for his prostitution trafficking, as a tax write-off. He filed taxes on it. So he figures his name is Biden, and so he get away with it. Not anymore, buddy.
Is that tax fraud? Hold it. Was that tax fraud?
Yes, it is. The judge, what's breaking before the show, the judge heard that he's supposed to have a hearing next week where he's supposed to plea. The judge heard this, what's going on, and said, no plea here. He's going to prison probably for the rest of his life. He's not.
Joe Biden will pardon him.
Joe Biden, so the judge also ordered the immediate arrest for Joe Biden, too, on this stuff. So we'll see where that goes. Biden crime syndicate is
exploding. Somebody told me today Kamala Harris is a man.
No, she's just a laughing hyena.
They said she's a man.
I don't think that is. She had sex with the mayor of San Francisco. She's another hooker. She used sex to go do it to earning her qualifications. She's qualified by having sex with the people that's around her. So that's how she got into politics, and that's how she gained up and stuff in California. Meanwhile, she put more blacks in prison for drugs than any other attorney general in the state of California. Nobody wants it. In fact, the story is that Kamala Harris is being fired in the next few days. So she's just a total wimp. She says stupid things, does stupid things, and nobody understands that. She admitted that the Democrats want to kill babies off to make more room so we could breed in one of her statements. So she's really bad. And then John Kerry, the head of the that's flying around trying to get people to do climate change, flying in his private plane, he went to China trying to talk to China to try to do climate change.
It's not my private plane.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it is his. You know,
I want to talk about the whales. There's a species of whales that's down to only about 70 in the female, and they're becoming extinct because of wind turbines on the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah. Yeah, you're
it's
going
really
to get
wild. You know, and besides the fact that they go harpooning on them and they cut them up for glue. And these animal lovers are just hypocrites. You know, PETA and all the others. They crank, give me money, and I'm doing good stuff. But yet, they pocket the green, and the animal, and these beautiful mammals do nothing. I mean, really, they do nothing. Okay, it's not like Moby Dick. Okay, that's a fable, and they're killing them. They're hurting them, and it's disgusting. Okay, same with the dolphins. Same with the walrus, and all the others. Okay? They're all coming on land and dying because of this bullshit. Okay? The wind shit. Somebody, they need to shut it off. Shut it down. Just take it offline. You know, let nature be, let them be alone. Okay? Let them enjoy. Okay? They're not doing anything to anybody. They're not bad. They're just mutant creatures of the earth. What the heck? You know, they celebrate Earth Day. They're hypocrites. All of them. You know? We should go back in time, you know, to a simpler time where people have respect. The 50s, you know, the 40s,
mm-hmm.
30s. You know, where women actually dressed as ladies and looked beautiful and felt good about themselves. Okay? And they weren't trying to emasculate a man or be a man, okay? And you don't have to be married. You could be single and live a life and have a career. Okay, it wasn't hard to do it then. That's such bullshit. There were plenty of women that were doing careers and being single and living a life, okay? And they didn't need a man to take care of them. Plenty of famous women. Plenty. Some work for NASA. Some work in the... I'll give you one. Betty White. She worked her tail off from the beginning in production and radio. Okay? Nobody handed her anything. She started from the bottom and she worked her way up and gained knowledge and expertise. And she didn't get married for a very long time. And then she married Alan Rudin. Okay? But her career, for a long time, she was doing her thing. And Betty White, okay, was what I'm saying, did her thing. Okay? Like Mary Tyler Moore. She did her thing. Barbara Walters, Katie Kirk, okay? So, all on both sides, okay? Some are left, some are right, okay? Only reason Oprah's all messed up is because of Obama and the skin color. Otherwise, she was pretty decent, okay?
Yeah.
She worked her ass off and built an empire of Harpo Productions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And so
you got a lot of these people that, you know, I was, look at Whoopi Goldberg, how bad she got. She was a great actress, going back, a great comedian, and all the other stuff.
Okay. Yeah. When her career started and she was a stand up comedian and was doing the club. That was real, okay, and it was natural. Today, she lost her way. She got political, and I think she's very
unhappy. She got nasty, she gained a lot of weight
because she's so unhappy.
Yeah,
okay?
I'm gonna tell you about. Look,
you can see
I ran into I ran into Whoopi when she did the Associated when I was working at Global Equities, that Fifth Handover place in Manhattan.
Okay.
And they
right.
did the Associated right there, and downstairs, and used our building, the building across the street, to film that movie. And she was very friendly. She
you know
the food, sold everything else.
You want to know who destroyed her? Joy Behar.
Yeah. Well, Joy Behar is another one that I knew because when she was on ABC Radio, WABC Radio, we used to call into her show and we used to debate her. This is one of the shows I used to debate. But the best one is calling into Ed Koch's Voice of Reason. And him and I used to have a lot of good conversations. And we knew each other because when I did the security, when I did the Seminole Precinct and stuff like that, when we did Midway Field and all that, and he used to come there when he was campaigning. And he that's how he remembered me from and stuff. And then when we did the census, in 1990 census, I ran because I was the crew leader and the supervisor. I ran to I did his building on I think it was 2 Fifth Avenue or something like that, right next to Washington Square Park or in that area, and he was pretty nice. He was a nice guy, you know, and stuff. And who else I ran into, and that was a pretty good lady, was Bella Abzug, believe it or not. I ran into her. And she was good. But Whoopi Goldberg was great at the time when I met her. Over a period of time, she became a jerk and became full of heat. You know, and she needs to really change her life around.
She was indoctrinated.
Yes. Billy Crystal, you know, she should hang out more with Billy Crystal. But I think, I don't think it's just Joy Behar. I know that she was very close to Billy Crystal and Robin Williams, and when he passed away, when he committed suicide, I think that was a big shock for her because they were very close. She lost him, and she also lost Christopher Reeve, you know, Superman, and he also was because they came from the same area. Christopher Reeve and Billy Crystal and Robin Williams all came from the same group, and school and stuff, and they were pretty good friends. Robin was a gamer. He loved to play video games. He did everything. Him and Billy Crystal, they used to challenge coming to Seymour, coming to the Wiz, to play games and stuff like that. We used to play with him, so that was pretty good.
What was wrong with Robin Williams? What was he?
Depression. But he was about to have Alzheimer's or the other one with the shakes. And stuff. He didn't want to go through that. So he didn't want to go through the pains and everything else.
But look at Michael J. Fox. Or not just Michael J. Fox. Or Neil Diamond, look at Peter Frampton. He's got myositis. That guy's touring. He walks with a cane. He sits down. He plays his guitar, and he's really great. Not an ounce off, okay? And he's on tour. And he's selling out. He's all over the place.
Yeah,
you
know, I want to tell you,
he's not a quitter.
There is a very good entertainer, guitar player, and singer named Jason Alden. He's a country music guy. He had a video that promotes being positive and being American and stuff like that. And CMT, country music, CMT, banned the video.
Why?
Or they didn't want him on the show because of the video. So didn't you have him on the TMT festival last night? No, no. Clark, you hear me better now?
Is it conservative?
Yeah.
You're telling me the country went woke?
In that part, maybe.
You're telling me Keith Urban is woke?
I don't know, but that's
wow.
what I'm saying. That Charlie Kirk, this just came out of Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk said CMT just murdered their own brand. And for what? Because a bunch of leftists who don't even listen to country music complained about Jason Aldean's music video. Let's give CMT the Target and Disney treatment. Hold the line.
What was wrong with his music video?
I don't know. But that's what's going on there. No, I'm just telling you what's there.
It's not on YouTube? It was totaled off there?
No, it's probably on YouTube. I just haven't played it yet. You know, don't forget I was working today, so it's hard.
So is he bashed in? Is he based in Nashville? You mean he's been totally
yes.
ousted from like the Grand Ole Opry and all that stuff?
Yep.
Wow.
So far.
Hey, invite him on the truth.
I will do that.
What the heck? We support all music. We don't support bad rap, but we support all music, all genres. Okay? You know? Freedom of speech.
Yeah.
What the heck? Freedom to express yourself, to explore and adventure, and it's all good stuff. That's retarded.
Yeah.
Country?
It might be.
All right.
You know, and so that's the way it is on that. But you know, this past Saturday, Trump was at over at the Turning Point. And he did something
right.
that he does every so often, and we're going to do it here on the radio show, the same thing. It's called the Snake Poem. On her way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. "Oh, well," she cried, "I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, oh, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman," sighed the snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in a comforter of silk and laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from work that night. As soon as she arrived, now she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. "Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman," sighed the snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. "You're so beautiful," she cried. "But if I had brought you in by now, you might have died." Now she stroked his pretty skin again and then kissed him and held him tight, but instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. "Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman," sighed the snake. "I saved you," cried the woman, "and you've bitten me, even why, and you know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm gonna die." "Oh, shut up, you silly woman," said the reptile with a grin. "Now you knew damn well I was a snake before you brought me in. Please take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman," sighed the snake. So, look, he used the poem to emphasize what's the open borders and the drugs that's coming in. that's opioids and cocaine and fentanyl and all that stuff. By the way, it turns out that Biden's getting a pretty good kickback in China from all that stuff coming in. It looks like he's made at least $40 million or more because of that, you know. And it's also talking about human trafficking, and especially children, children that are being trafficked in around this country and around the world. It's a multi-trillion dollar business out there. And this helps promote, don't forget, I urge everyone to have a CSC Sound of Freedom. It's an excellent movie. It's a 100% true story. Everything is there. It actually gives you who, it's basically told, the government told this investigator not to go after them and to stop the pull up. And he did, he developed a team and got these kids. He rescued 121 children himself. And his exploits and his test was so big that he testified with President Trump. He was with Trump, and as they were, when Trump was in the White House, and they were working to secure the border to eliminate human trafficking, especially children. And he was there testifying. They could watch that on YouTube, which there. But everybody needs to go see Sound of Freedom because it tells you the truth why the Democrats do not want to secure the border and how much money they make off of human trafficking, especially children and drugs. Every single Democrat supports human trafficking straight up and down. They have not condoned it. They have not attached. They have not did anything to try and secure the border and eliminate human trafficking and drug trade in this country at all. They left it open for a vote. They care more about a vote than they care about you. And that's the deal there. No one should be voting Democrat anytime soon. I urge everyone to listen to my last podcast from Tuesday. So that's a big thing there. And the truth is out there, Voice of the People podcast. So that's a big thing there. And, of course, we already found out today through testimony that Hunter Biden traffics prostitution. So he's part of the human trafficking, but he's doing prostitution of all ages. Do I hear Epstein Island? So that's a big thing there. And also, The Snake is a good poem also because if you're, it goes to people that you hang out with. Are you hanging out with The Snake, someone that's pretending to be a friend, feeding you drugs and alcohol and gangs and and killing people? That's a snake. Are you supporting? Are you hanging around with people that want to push you down, to keep you down, and do everything they do to contradict improving your life? That's a snake. Con people are snakes. You know, those are the things out there. So be careful of the snake. And that's why we do the poem. It's for every which way, may it be Democrats, criminals, lowlife scumbags, pedophiles, pedophilia, sex offenders, they're all snakes, and they all got to go. And if you see him dying in the street, let him die. Instead of picking up the snake and curling him up and keeping him to a fire and so that snake can bite you. And then you die. So that's the moral of the story of the snake. Anyway, do you see Scarlett? Do you think we should be playing music?
Yeah.
Scarlett? What do you want to hear?
Coming to America.
Okay.
What's wrong?
Hey, it's going. Great song, and we are coming to America, but we do it the legal way. And immigrants that does it legal makes this country great, and that's part of it, not illegal. By the way, I got two set up here. We have a picture of a dog jumping off a cliff trying to catch a big, giant eagle. The eagle is Trump. The dog is Democrats, and the comment on the bottom says, a person can become so determined to destroy another person that they become blind and end up destroying themselves. That's the hatred towards the person. And that's why I say, that's where for grace you will work out pretty good. But they're not going to forgive Trump. Because Trump's opening up the door to show and putting the spotlight on individuals that are corrupt. The deep state, the swamp, whatever you want to call it, the cabal, whatever you want to call it, that's who they are. It's being exposed. They hate it, so they're trying every which way they can. It's not going to work because and I'm telling you, I talk to thousands of people each week, and everyone's saying the same thing. Trump. I'm not going to associate with the RNC unless they back Trump. I'm not going to associate with the Heritage Foundation unless they work with Trump. These are the things that's coming around. I'm not going to write students for life. Same thing. Right to life. all this stuff. They all, you talk to any of these campaigns, even Hillsdale College was starting to work with. It's the same thing. And what's great about Hillsdale College is that it's a Christian university, started in the 1800s, right around the Civil War time. They wanted, the government wanted to say, why don't you try and get the benefits? They told them no. They teach, you got to learn how to read Greek and Latin to actually start to get into college back then. They're very good, and I'm actually part of it. Been there for years before I start to work with them now. When we get the mail, in fact, we got the letter today. They call it imprimis, which is Greek. But the thing is, it's there to, it's for the Bible. It's common sense. It's liberal arts. And one of the things they focus on is they want to make sure that boys will be boys and girls will be girls. They will not be transgender or anything else. They also have these CRTs. They do not indoctrinate our kids. They believe in the basics, liberal arts, and everything else. And they have a great baseball team, a basketball team, a football team, sports. They have other stuff. They got to work with the military before the left got the hold of the military. You know, and even that, they're changing them around. So it's a very big thing. If someone calls up and tries to get support for Hillsdale College, donate. They do not take any government funding. It's all through participation of individuals around the country that want to help support the mission of Hillsdale College. It's very important. That's a good thing there. So I'm telling you, that's where the American people are. They want they want parental rights. They want to make the decisions for their kids. The government has no business of being involved with them at all. And that's what they're looking at. And everywhere we go, everywhere we're talking, it's parental rights. It's get rid of indoctrination. You know what else is very big? Inflation. Biden's lying to you. The left is lying to you when they say it's 3%. No, it's not. Look at the price of the store. Look at the price anywhere you go. It's a very conservative estimate, 8%. Most people think it's between 15 and 20% inflation rate. You used to just think back when Trump was in office, we were paying less than $2 for a gallon of gas, less than $2 for a dozen eggs. Now in some places, $5 or $6 again for gas. And cooked eggs as high as $8 a dozen. This is crazy. Chickens we used to buy, you used to get a whole chicken for $5 or $6. Now you're looking at $15 or $20. Even the fast food joints, all the fast food joints, a number of people did shows on it late, where you used to get a whole meal for like $3, $4, $5. Now it's 10 to 12, 10 to 15. You know, it's outrageous. You used to go into a restaurant and sit down for $15. Now it's $30 or $40. So, you know, it's crazy stuff. And your salaries are not making it up that high, you know. So you're actually losing money. The average American lost $7,000 since Biden took office per household, a minimum. Not gained, lost, and that's a big thing. So, again, people are going to be voting Republican for a lot of different reasons. The economy, as they say, the economy is stupid, but it's not just that. It's parental rights. It's elimination, indoctrination. It's to go against the woke. It's going against the transgender bullcrap and the mental illness. It's called crime, high crime, all that stuff. So you'll see, and it's coming around. And whatever, every time they try and do something to Trump, Trump's going to gain 20 or 30 points minimum. They're going to try and indict him again any day now for J6, which we have enough videos and everything to prove that's not true, that he had nothing to do with it at all. And we've also got pretty videos. And I have people telling me release in Congress to release the videos publicly. Not just to Tucker Carlson, but just totally release it all the way out. And we're going to. and they are going to. It's going to show that the Clintons worked with Nancy Pelosi and Garland and others, all those people, Obama, every one of those people, to try and Antifa, Black Lives Matter, to infiltrate Trump rally, to start the trouble, to create the situation that caused J6. We still got arrested, the Capitol police officer that killed Ashley Babbitt. He murdered her. There was no reason to shoot her at all. You know, and it's told, all this stuff has got to go. And the truth will be out there, because we are the truth and we are the people, and we're going to get this out to you. Scarlett, you got any final words? Because you got a couple more minutes left.
What happened with the whistleblower today?
They're the ones that they testified. You'll see it on C-SPAN to repeat, but they testified.
So
you go to RSPN.
Where are we at on taking these animals out?
We got a lot closer. They built up a case now. There's four or five different impeachment charges.
Let's tell our audience about Hillary.
Okay, Hillary was caught $18 million bribe. By a gentleman, if you listen to my podcast yesterday, I mentioned it there, it was a guy by the name of Patrick Bynd. He announced in the video that he bribed Hillary Clinton $18 million, and he turned state's evidence and gave it to the proper authorities. So Hillary Clinton's pending arrest is imminent on that. More people coming forth in the last few days or weeks, including people working in the FBI, in the IRS, and elsewhere, that are actually now discussing and telling and giving evidence of the conspiracy to block and defraud the government, and to make sure that these people are not being fined. This is all part of the Biden crime syndicate and the criminal activities from Obama, Hillary Clinton, and so forth, all the way down through the Bidens. And this is worse than what, this is bigger than Watergate. It's going to be, take the time, but all of these people are going to go to prison for treason, and they're all going to get summary executed through hanging, most likely. Because that's what they do if you're found guilty of treason. So that's it. We got a couple more minutes left. If you want to say anything, Scarlett.
I'll be back on Sunday, and we'll see. Are there more people testifying?
Yeah, there's more stuff coming. There's more stuff coming tomorrow, and this deposition.
You're breaking up.
Okay, you hear me better now?
No.
Hear me better now?
No.
Okay, well, we're ending it anyway now, so.
Okay, this is Scarlett Butler telling everybody have a great week. I'll be back on Sunday, 7 p.m. Enjoy. God bless you. God bless the USA. God bless everyone. Bye, everybody.
We'll see you Sunday on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on Block Talk Radio at 7 p.m. Go to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People podcast, and check us out there, thetruthisthetruth.net, and we'll see you on Sunday, and have a very pleasant evening.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her. from the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA. There's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You're dying, America, and remember to stand up against negativity. Be positive and move forward in your life. God bless you all, and see you on Sunday.